Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
Let me begin today's podcast with a bit of self-evident wisdom. Simply said, words mean things. In fact, however, words can mean several things that are quite different from one another. Take the term book, which is what we're here to consider today, the world of books and photography books. But let's begin by looking at the term itself. The term book might mean a physical thing with paper and ink. When I say, hand me that book, that's what comes to mind. A physical thing, bound pages, paper and ink. Then again, if I ask you if you've read a good book lately, isn't it obvious that I'm not referring to the paper and ink, but rather to the content of the story? And the difference between book as a physical thing and book as content is the focus of today's commentary. And this all comes to mind because I received an email from a Lenswork subscriber who asked a simple question. Are books becoming extinct? And I had to think about this for a minute, and then I thought, of course they're not becoming extinct. Think of all the old processes of making prints in photography. Platinum palladium and gum bichromate and tintypes and daguerreotypes. All of those can still be made. So they're not extinct, but they're not common. They're not today's normal. And I think if we ask the question, are books becoming extinct in that context, maybe there's more to think about. I remember when I first learned about the PDF format when Adobe introduced it in the 1990s. And one of my very first thoughts, which has not changed at all in the intervening 30 years, is that digital books, which were still in the future back in the mid-90s, but we could see where things were headed, I realized that digital books would put pressure, economic pressure, on physical book production. As we become more concerned about the environment and about cutting down trees and manufacturing paper, that makes books get more expensive. Transporting books from one location to another is an expensive proposition. And it seemed to me pretty obvious that what would happen in the subsequent years, which has in fact happened, is that book publishing would not go extinct, but it would become increasingly rare. Need we go back and consider the fact that Borders Books no longer exists? That the 30-foot run of five shelves high in Barnes & Noble that used to be photography books is now a shelf or two, and it's very likely that the heyday of the photography book has passed. There's still being wonderful books published. This is what I say. It's not going to become extinct, but it is changing, and it is on a diminishing cycle, not on an increasing cycle. So what about books if we consider them as a paper thing with binding and ink and etc.? Those entities, which I've loved my whole life, I have a huge library of physical books, that world is definitely slowing down. There are fewer books published than there used to be. But I also believe, simultaneously, that books are the future of photography. If we consider books as something that has to do with content, not with means of delivery. That second definition of the term book. And I'm very excited about that because I see lots and lots of photographers doing wonderful things with digital books. And there's multiple platforms, not just the PDF, but other means of digital distribution beyond independent PDFs. I'm definitely excited about that way of thinking about books because I really do believe they're the future of photography for a couple of reasons. One is the economic pressure on digital publication is almost zero. It requires a little bit of software, it requires a computer, but we have those things anyway. If you want to produce a book, a PDF book, for example, you can do so probably with the tools you already have without incurring any additional expense at all. Try doing that with a paper book. where you have to invest in a tremendous amount of money and then come face-to-face with the issue of distribution and how difficult it is to get books out into the world. I'll have more to say about that in a few minutes. My first point is that physical books are expensive, digital books are not. Physical books are a medium that is decreasing with every passing year because of the expense and the complication of distribution, whereas digital distribution is increasing, and we can definitely see a brighter future for that. But you might say, I don't like digital books. I don't like PDFs. I don't like looking at work on a computer screen. I understand that. I'm of the generation that grew up with prints. And if there wasn't a print, there wasn't a photograph. But maybe that prejudice against the digital book and totally in favor of the printed book, maybe that has something to do with our generation. Because we grew up, those of you who are my age, we grew up with physical books and no such thing as a digital book because it didn't exist. And so we have our memories, we have our early training, we have our extensive libraries. And the question might be, will photographers 50 years from now, 20 years from now, 10 years from now, photographers who were born in the new millennium, for example, will they have the same attraction towards physical books that we do who are of the baby boomer generation? I don't know. That's going to be interesting for future historians to think about how the generation that grew up with tablets and phones and computers, how they think about physical books and physical prints compared to our generation, for whom that's the basis of all photography. In our generation, we sort of allow this digital thing to creep in on the edges, but our love is of prints and books. And those who are of my generation often will bring up the question about longevity as a defense for the paper and ink book. A paper and ink book will last, they say, a long time, where a digital file might become obsolete. Well, there is some truth to that, but I think if you delve a little deeper, you see there's a couple of flaws in that that are unavoidable, not the least of which is books don't always wear well with the passage of time. Inks can fade, books can mildew, bindings can be stressed and fall apart, dust jackets can tear and be lost. If the printer didn't unfortunately use an archival paper, the paper itself can yellow and age badly. And that doesn't even consider the improvement in printing that's happened in the last 30 years. Go back and look at a paper and ink book from 100 years ago, and it's not very high quality. High-quality commercial printing just didn't exist 100 years ago, and barely came into existence 50 years ago. So you can go back and talk about longevity and look at books that are 100 years old, but the images there are not printed very well, at least not by today's standards. I hear lots of arguments in favor of books as a long-term medium for photographic work. But if you spend any time looking at used photography books in bookstores, particularly that are older ones that came from the 50s and the 60s or before that, you'll realize that longevity is not the answer that it might appear on the surface. Those books can be worn badly, printed badly, cared for badly, and deterioration is a big deal. Even with new books, contemporary books, they're easily damaged. How many of you have photography books whose spine has faded because it sat in the sunlight? And I hear with some regularity stories of mildew and other forms of deterioration that make me scratch my head when I compare it to, for example, a PDF. Now, that's true. A PDF is a file format that in the future may not be readable. But the fact that it's been around for 30 years and is so ubiquitous, to me, seems to speak well about its potential future. It's always possible that those files might someday become unreadable, so we might lose the content of a PDF, and that would be a sad thing to do. But how is that any different from a book that was published 20, 30, 40 years ago and has deteriorated or disappeared from the market for whatever reason? The way I tend to think about it is there's a difference between the passage of time and physical media versus digital media. Physical media will deteriorate inevitably over the passage of time until it eventually disappears. Book gets thrown in the garbage, for example. Whereas a digital file, a PDF, for example, won't deteriorate over time. Matter of fact, the PDF that was published in the mid-90s looks just great today. No deterioration whatsoever. Matter of fact, might even look better because monitors are better. But at some point in time, the PDF might completely disappear. It might just be lost in its entirety. But that's a completely different threat than physical books that deteriorate over time. Which would you rather have? An art product that deteriorates over time, or an art product that might someday, in an unknown and unpredictable future, might not be accessible? How is that any different than any other product in the world? So when people tell me that books provide a longevity that digital media do not, I'm not convinced. In fact, you've maybe heard me use this example in previous podcasts, and that is the music of, let's say, Billie Holiday, that was first recorded and available in 78 RPM records, and then LPs, and then 8-track tapes, and then cassettes, and then MP3 players, and now we can stream it. The media has changed, but the content has remained valuable. And I can't help but assume that if there's some really terrific content that's available only in a PDF, and the PDF format itself begins to disappear, if the content is valuable enough, there will be a way to convert it from PDF to something else. Maybe something that doesn't even exist now. It will be preserved because the content itself is worth preserving. You can't say that about a physical book. In order for a physical book to be updated to whatever the new technology is, it has to be reprinted. And the chances of that happening are pretty slim. So in my way of thinking, digital media is more secure than the potential of deterioration and obsolescence in a physical book. I know that makes some people uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable because I love books. But as a publisher, I keep my eye on the book business perhaps better than most, and things are not rosy in the book publishing business. Years ago, I remember a report from the American Booksellers Association that the average art book sells less than 600 copies. Now, I haven't seen recent data, but I would assume that those numbers have probably gone down in recent years, as the book business has in general. So often now, I see photography books that are produced in press runs of 500 to 1,000 copies. It used to be that 2,000 was the dead minimum, and a lot of photography books had press runs of 3,500 or 4,000, sometimes radically more. But I can tell you, it's difficult to sell 1,000 books. Trust me on this one. If you produce 500 or 1,000 copies of a book, there is no guarantee that you will sell them. There's no guarantee you'll get your investment back. And for some people, that's not a problem. But for others, it can be a financial burden that prevents them from getting their work out into the world in the form of a paper and ink book. On the other hand, they can get their art out into the world in the form of a PDF. The numbers are astounding to look at. So 500 to 1,000 copies of a book is sort of a normal press run these days. And compare that to a PDF, for example, my Kokoro series. Every time I publish a new issue of Kokoro, I'll see over a couple thousand downloads in the first 24 hours, globally, with essentially zero cost and risk. Of course, I have a higher profile than a lot of photographers because of lens work, and so I have a fairly large audience, which is lovely. But I can tell you with some confidence that there's no way I would produce as much work with as much frequency as I have if I were doing it only in paper and ink books. PDFs have given me a distribution method for my work that was unimaginable in the world of only paper books. You really should do PDFs, seriously. And if you're not doing PDFs, I think you're really missing an opportunity. But you might say, well, you're not interested in a huge audience like that. That's okay. There are issues that go beyond distribution that cause me to recommend that you should all do PDFs. There is a substantial difference between producing a really good image, matting it and framing it and hanging it on the wall, and building a much larger thing, like a book, that has 100 or 200 images in it. There's a different sort of approach, a different commitment, a different learning curve. And now I'm talking about books in the content definition of the word, not the paper and ink definition of the word. When you produce a book, you have challenges about editing and layout and design and sequencing that you don't have when you're just doing an individual image. And you will learn so much about your own photography that you will be amazed what the process of producing a book will teach you, will challenge you. And if the idea of doing a digital book like a PDF is just beyond your comfort zone, the same thing can be said about doing a blurb book. Committing to do a large project like that clarifies the content in ways you simply can't imagine unless you've done it. So I guess the bottom line of this conversation is that books still exist, always will exist, and there's every reason for you to do one. But it may not have to do with distribution of your work to the widest possible audience. The reason to do a book may have more to do with content than it has with distribution. If you want your work to be distributed, digital distribution is definitely something to consider, something worth looking at, because it's real, because it's here, because it's economic, because it's global, because it won't deteriorate over time the way paper and ink books are prone to do. Fortunately, we live in a generation where we have both options. 100 years from now, will paper books still be being produced? I don't know. I can't predict in the future that far. But I know they can be produced today. But we can also produce digital books today, which we couldn't have done 50 years ago, at least when I got started in photography. But we sit in the sweet spot between the transition where we have both options. But we do need to think very clearly about which medium best fits our objectives and furthers our artistic growth and maturity. If there's a part of this story that is really complicated, it's because we live and work at this unique point in history where we have a foot in both camps. Previous generations of photographers only had one thing they could do other than original prints, and that was to print a book, or maybe a magazine, which is a variation on a book. In the future, we don't know. You and I, today, here in 2026, have both options available to us. And there's reasons to pursue both, but it is important that we think clearly about medium and objectives and recognize that the desire to do a book is more complicated than simply producing some paper and ink product. There's a lot to consider, and the best way to start producing content is to think in terms of digital productions as the first step, where you can engage all the learning curve that book production will involve you in, and perhaps provide benefit in terms of distribution that would be impossible to achieve with a physical book.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.